AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump has won both Mississippi and delegate-rich Michigan. Hillary Clinton has only won Mississippi so far. AP correspondent Mark Smith has a live report.
That's right, Ross. Trump was the runaway GOP winner in Mississippi and looks to be about a 10-point winner in Michigan. He's just told supporters in Florida those other guys trying to stop him, forget about it.
They didn't do so well tonight, folks, okay? I'm not going to say anybody didn't do well. They didn't do well. There's only one person did well tonight, Donald Trump, I will tell you.
Right now in Michigan in the race for second place, John Kasich is just 2 points ahead of Ted Cruz. Meantime, Hillary Clinton picked up more delegates by winning Mississippi, but in Michigan, she trails Bernie Sanders by about 3 points right now with 40% of the vote counted.
As we move through this week of travel and door knocking and phone calling, if you work for me and if you vote for me, I will work my heart out for you.
Clinton was in Cleveland as she and the other candidates look ahead to next week's primaries in Ohio and Florida. Ross?
Without mentioning Donald Trump by name tonight, Marco Rubio told supporters in Florida voters should not accept a candidate who won't tell them how he's going to make America great again.
If you don't know the how, then how do you hold anyone accountable? How do you really know what you're getting? How do you really know where we're going to wind up? We have to nominate and elect a conservative, but a conservative that can unite this party.
Bernie Sanders says it's time to be honest with the American people.
What this campaign is about is doing something very radical. We are telling the American people the truth.
Results from Idaho and Hawaii will be released later tonight. This is AP Radio News. The South Carolina Senate has approved a significant abortion bill.
The South Carolina Senate, which has been blocking this legislation for several years, passed a compromise 36-9 on a bill that would ban abortion past 19 weeks.
AP correspondent Shauna Adcox reports Governor Nikki Haley has not said if she'll sign the abortion bill that is expected to get House approval tomorrow.
I have asked the governor's spokeswoman if she would sign the legislation. I have not heard back yet. It still faces a vote in the House, but that's almost certain because that chamber has passed that bill repeatedly over the years. It's been the Senate to block the legislation.
Repeating our top story tonight, Hillary Clinton has won Mississippi, but she's locked in a tight race with Bernie Sanders in Michigan. Donald Trump has emerged the winner in both Mississippi and Michigan. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.